Welcome to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast, the number one place to be if you're an actor who wants to book starring roles in film and television. And now your host, the booking magnet, Christine Horn.
What's up, beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast. First of all, this is going to be quick. Why? Because I have a busy day today, and this was truly on my spirit. I actually didn't plan to record anything today, but spirit said, get on the mic and be transparent, as always, right? But this is just a quick word for you, and it might hit your spirit the way it hit mine. So I love to do many things. If you follow me on YouTube at Actress Christine Horn, or I think it just might be Christine Horn, you'll find me. But if you follow me on YouTube, sometimes I do this podcast on video. So I like to, I'm recording a podcast. I might as well set it up with video too, because that's what a lot of people do with their podcasts. So if you've noticed for several weeks now, well, if you're listening in real time, today is April 30th, 2024. So for those of you who are listening in real time, I haven't posted in several weeks. And, you know, I was in bed this morning. You know that morning, that time of the morning where you wake up, so you're awake, but you're not all the way awake, so you're just kind of laying in bed. That's my favorite time, by the way. I love that time. I haven't touched my phone other than to turn my alarm off, and I'm just laying there with my thoughts, thinking about my day, halfway meditating, just being with my thoughts while they're so fresh. And it hit me this morning, like God was like, hey, girl, Christine, sis, hey, sis, why are you stuck in perfectionism right now? And, you know, I'm really the kind of person who plays messy many times, meaning I am not typically a perfectionist. I'm like, I'm gonna do it. It's gonna be what it is, whatever. I have on makeup today. I have a wig on today. I don't have a wig on. I don't have makeup on. Whatever. They're going to get what they're going to get. They're going to get this good word. But I've been pretty busy over this past few weeks. I've been putting the finishing touches on my brand new course. Well, it's not new. It's getting a rejudge. Breakout Star Academy. It's for brand new actors. Those of you who are aspiring, fresh to the industry, or coming back after a long time. I've been putting the finishing touches on that, which I'm so excited about. It's ready for you all. So that's been taking a lot of my energy, recording videos, prepping, planning, plus auditioning, coaching. I've been teaching a lot. I've been teaching acting classes on Zoom Tuesday through Thursday at night. It's been a lot, y'all. And so the podcast just was like, what kept holding me up from recording a new episode was because I was like, I don't feel like putting on all this makeup. I don't feel like setting up the situation in the office because it's a little bit of a situation. You know what I mean? I mean, and actually, that's not even all the way true. It is a situation, but it's no more of a situation than setting up my space for an audition. But something about making the time to get the audio and the video at the same time was just not coming together. And because they were not all coming together, nothing happened. And so if you're like, Christine, what does got to do with me? Well, what it has to do with you is for you to think about where in your life are you acting in an all or none kind of way? Where in your auditions are you stuck in, it has to be so perfect or I don't do it? How many times have you received an audition or an opportunity just in life, not even as an actor, but in life? And because everything wasn't so lined up so perfectly the way you envisioned it, you either got stuck in paralysis analysis, or nothing happened, or if something did happen, it happened kind of half-assed. I just had to call myself out this morning, and it was with love too. Really, God was like, Christine, you know, people need to also hear when you are struggling with something. And I do that with y'all a lot of the time, so I don't feel like it's something brand new. But this is my truth for the moment. So right now, I am in my voiceover studio, which I have built in my lovely walk-in closet. And I'm not on camera. I don't have a bra on yet. I did wash my face and brush my teeth, so I'm glistening. But I have to get ready to tape an audition in a couple of hours. So I didn't want to put on a bunch of makeup that doesn't fit my character, yada, 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 right? And I decided I just need to get it out. I need to get it out however I'm going to get it out. So sometimes it's not all. Sometimes it's some. And my sum right now, which is me in the closet, in the voiceover studio, giving you this word, is what it needs to be. And it's okay. And it is good. And it is enough. We have to embrace good enough sometimes. It's good enough. Good enough. You know, and that this is just a general life kind of thing. I don't play the, it's good enough for my auditions. Sometimes you need to step back. Like, okay, if you've done 10 takes now, step back. That's as good as, that's where we are. Okay, just step back or come back another day, right? That's different. But where, you know, I guess today this is less about our acting career and just about ourselves and our life. There's so many areas. We are full human beings. We're more than just actors and artists. We're full human beings with full, busy lives. And there could be something that you are not getting done. It could be a major goal. It could be something that you just keep putting off because you don't think all the ducks are in a row, and so you just don't do any of it. I want to encourage you today to take a step toward whatever it is, and I guarantee you that that step will help catapult you to the next step. I really do. Because right now, I'm feeling really good that I've started my day. It's not even 9:30 a.m., and I got this podcast out for you. So stay encouraged, right? I also want you to know that I have something for you. I have a gift for you. Also, something I've been working on, which I'm pretty excited about, is my acting toolkit. I want you to go visit actingtoolkit.com. That's acting, A-C-T-I-N-G, toolkit.com, and get it. You can download it for free. What is it, Christine? Well, let me tell you. Relax, okay? The toolkit, basically, y'all be asking me all the time, Christine, what do you use? What kind of camera do you use? What kind of lights do you use? What kind of books do you suggest I should read? Christine, where can I find some of your free trainings and resources? Christine, what podcast do you listen to? Christine. Y'all, my DMs are blown up, okay? Friends, strangers, cousins, how can I get into acting? How can I start? Okay. I put together the acting toolkit to answer all those questions. So whether you're brand new and need some resources, or whether you are a seasoned veteran and you're just curious about some of the books that I've read, or if you missed some of my free trainings, they're all in one spot now. So you don't got to go to 10 different links to check out some of my free trainings. Of course, you know, I have paid services, but I like to always give back and give so much value to the world. I hope you know that by now. So visit actingtoolkit.com. Share it with an actor friend. Don't be stingy, right? Because we believe in abundance. Share with your actor friends and just, you know, check it out. Everything is there. It's a one-stop shop. And really, it's making my life a whole lot easier. So whenever people ask me how to get started in acting, or do I have any classes, do I have any resources, I made it easy for myself, y'all. It took me a little while, but it's done. So, see, I've been busy. I've been doing the things. And anyway, I'm going to go because I need to get ready for my day and all the coaching and prepping I need to do for myself. Remember to shine bright like the star that you are. I will see you next time, or not see you.
Thanks for listening to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast at HollywoodBoundActor.com.